The Alexandrian Solution by Bexlis, read by Hananobira. You'd think that once you've seen someone naked, there won't be any more surprises. The clothes come off, you check them over for hilarious tattoos, or ugly birthmarks, or third nipples, or if the naked person in question is, oh, say, a werewolf, a tail. And when you don't find anything, you think, great, nothing to see here except the regular, awesome, under-the-clothes stuff. All aboard the naked train, full steam ahead. And another thing, it's not like Derek was so big on remaining fully clothed at all times before they started having sex, either. Seriously, Styles was lulled into a false sense of security by Derek's penchant for stripping to the waist at any given opportunity. Why would a guy do that if he had anything to hide? And if you did have something to hide, Styles says now, holding a finger up to both illustrate his point and serve as a symbolic sort of barrier between him and it, then it really would have been polite to bust it out the first time we got down, instead of waiting until the window for bodily curiosities had already closed. Styles, Derek says. I mean, it's just rude, Styles goes on. And we agreed that we were both going to work on our manners. Styles, Derek says. All right, I agreed it, and you just kind of hulked a shoulder at me, Styles allows. But I read it as a positive hulk. I'm usually very good at reading them. You have given me no choice but to hone that particular skill to an expert level. Styles, Derek says a third time, would you shut up for a second and let me think? Styles shuts up and drops his gaze so his eyes are fixed on the same thing as Derek's. His dick. Derek's dick. Not Styles's dick. Styles's dick has suffered its first ever case of stage fright in the face of such an intimidating co-star and is currently safely hidden away under the pillow Styles had pulled into his lap while he was scrambling back against the headboard to get away from that. Seriously, he says, still staring. You couldn't warn a guy? I told you, Derek grits out, hands on his hips. He's still staring down at his crotch. I didn't know. How could you not know? Styles bugs his eyes at Derek. I know you've had sex before. You've had sex with me before. This never happened any of those times. Why is it happening now? Again, Derek says shortly, with the not knowing. Styles is just really struggling to understand how there can be anything a guy doesn't know about his own junk. Styles knows his own dick better than he knows the back of his hand, or the front of his hand. In fact, the thing he probably knows best about his hands is what they feel like when they're on his dick. Don't try to tell me you don't jerk off, he blurts out, lifting his chin when Derek scowls at him. Dude, come on. You traded being able to terrify me with a glare a long time ago. Derek kind of huffs. Yeah, what I get in return. The ability to bring me to my knees with a well-timed sexy face, Styles says. Duh. That gets him a flat look. I don't have a sexy face. Not right now, Styles agrees. Anyway, back to your masturbatory habits. You do, right? Derek raises an eyebrow. Indulge in a little self-abuse, Styles clarifies. Adjust the antennae. Test your batteries. Flog the bishop, rope the pope, milk the lizard. Enjoy some quality time with Mistress Palm and her five, please stop talking. Daughters, Styles says, and then frowns. Or sons. Derek just kind of stands there. Well, he's kneeling on the bed, so he kneels there, with his hands on his hips, frowning. His dick, Styles can't help but notice, has absolutely not received the notice that they're taking a break in the proceedings. Oh, God, Styles says. You do, right? It's not like some religious thing. Is it forbidden with werewolves? Like with Mormons? Or was it the Victorians? No, Derek says. It's not forbidden. I do that. Maybe you shouldn't be, if you're too shy to say it. I'm too horrified to pick one of your euphemisms, Derek says. Masturbation, on the other hand, I am fine with. Well, then how could you not know? Because, Derek says, very slowly, like he is a rude tourist and Styles doesn't speak his language. It has never happened before. Styles steeples his fingers under his chin and really looks at the problem they're facing. It still looks like your dick, he offers. Derek makes a noncommittal noise. Most of it. It's true. Most of the way down, Derek's dick looks exactly the same as it usually does. Long, but not scary long. Thick, but not like Pringles tube style. And with a very slight lean to the left when it's hard. The skin is flush dark with blood and is, Styles knows, hot and petal soft to the touch when Derek's hard like this. Hard, with a big fucking knot at the base of his cock. At least you noticed on, like, an outstroke, Styles offers. Because I'm not sure it would come out again once you put it, in. I think that's probably the point, Derek says, after a pause. For... Oh, Styles says blankly. Oh, God. Right. Yeah, for plugging purposes. Cool. Awesome. Awesome. That's totally awesome. Is it? Derek says. Not a question. Styles looks up, and Derek's eyes are on him now. He seems to hesitate for a second before he says, I should put my clothes back on. No, Styles says automatically, because he is against that on principle. Naked Derek is one of his favorite things. See above, re, enjoyably regular shirtlessness. You're freaking out, Derek says. No, Styles says, again automatically. Then he says, well, kind of. Because honesty is important in relationships. Especially relationships with people who can magically detect lies. Ugh. Look, just come here. Derek comes there eventually, after Styles abandons the pillow in order to yank him off balance. They end up side by side on the bed, and Styles gets comfy with his knee hooked over Derek's legs and his hand on Derek's belly. While he's fidgeting around, his forearm brushes against Derek's dick. And Derek sucks in air like it's gonna run out, fingers digging sharply into Styles' back. Does it hurt? Styles asks, dismayed. No, Derek says stiffly. Styles looks at his face. His eyes are tightly closed. Oh. Styles eyes Derek's dick again. Does it feel good? The knot, I mean. Derek doesn't answer, but in the way that Styles has come to learn means, yes, but I don't want to say so out loud. Really, though, Derek's rapid breathing and the pulse Styles can see fluttering in the hollow of his throat are answer enough. You're getting turned on again, Derek announces. It used to make Styles cringe, but now he just goes with it. He hums his confirmation. Derek cracks an eye open. So I don't need to put my clothes back on. It occurs to Styles for the first time that finding something on or in your dick that you've never seen before might be kind of traumatic. It also occurs to him that it might be kind of upsetting if the guy you're sleeping with reacts to said new addition with screaming horror. Styles knows he was pretty concerned with the reveal of his own naked body the first few times they got down. And nothing even popped out of his own crotch to surprise him. He's got a few moles that are fighting for the spotlight, though. And if Derek had reacted badly, he probably would have felt pretty shitty about it. "I accept your body," Styles says hurriedly. "I accept you. Sexually." There is a pause. Derek says, "Thanks." They look down at his dick together. Styles says, "Scott never mentioned this." "He was bitten," Derek says thoughtfully. "Maybe it's different for born wolves." "Didn't your dad talk to you about it before?" "He died in a fire with the rest of your family. Shut up, Styles. Shut up, shut up." "Because my dad talked to me about Dick a lot. Really an upsetting amount of Dick talk. Where I shouldn't get it out, what I shouldn't put it in." "I think maybe he tried once," Derek says, after a moment. He doesn't offer anything else. And Styles wants to push, but, well, Derek. And also, Dick. "Can I touch it?" he says instead. Derek swallows. A muscle moves in his jaw. He says, "Yeah." Styles goes slowly at first, which is not really their usual style, but whatever. He slides his flat palm down over Derek's belly, across the sharp cut of his hip, then backtracks slightly to close his fingers around the top part of Derek's dick, where it's still familiar. Derek makes a little noise, holding himself so tense that Styles is vaguely concerned tendons might start snapping any minute. "Okay," Styles says out loud. "Okay," says Derek. "I'm going to touch your, knot. Now." "Okay." "I guess," Styles says, flexing his fingers. "Okay," Derek says. Styles can't be sure, but he thinks maybe one corner of Derek's mouth lifts up a little bit. Just a very little bit. "Okay," Styles says, and slides his hand all the way down. It's wider, obviously, but other than that, it feels basically the same. Hard underneath and so swollen, Styles can't stop himself from squeezing. Derek swallows on a moan and arches into it, letting out a breathy, shocked sort of sigh when Styles does it again, harder this time. "It's good," Styles says, sort of redundantly, but it seems like it's polite to check. "You like it?" Derek makes an affirmative noise, hips tilting up into Styles' grip. He's leaking every time Styles squeezes, making soft little noises in his throat. His eyes are still closed. Styles tries to think of what else Derek likes. Stuffed under his ears, which he tries to deny when Styles brings it up in not-bed locations. But whatever, it's true. Styles leans in and catches the lobe of one between his teeth. Derek likes that. Likes teeth. So Styles bites down on his jaw, his throat, makes it all the way over Derek's shoulder to his nipple, with his hand still squeezing and stroking the knot at the base of Derek's dick. He can feel Derek's pulse there, under his hand, beating so strong it makes Styles' dick throb in sympathy. Derek is making more noise now. Half-words and curses, mostly, bitten out in harsh, panting breaths. All of a sudden, his eyes fly open, and he flashes into action, getting Styles on his back in the bed and looming over him. "Don't stop," he says, reaching down to give Styles' hand an encouraging squeeze where it's still wrapped around Derek's cock. "I won't," Styles promises, and Derek rewards him with a kiss, a really good one, hot and sweet and sharp. Derek is all the way up in his business, for real, pressing Styles down into the bed with his body weight, squeezing and rubbing everything he can touch, trapping Styles underneath him and taking big, greedy love bites out of his shoulders, his throat, his chest. Styles suffers from pretty much constant beard burn these days, and it is totally worth it. He wriggles and moans and rubs his dick against Derek's ridiculous abs and generally has the time of his life, wrapped up in Derek's arms, in his body heat, in his skin. All the while, he keeps his hand moving on Derek's cock, with his palm and his wrist and even his forearm getting wet with how much Derek is loving this. Derek's doing more than half the work, probably, fucking Styles' hand with a jerky, almost anxious rhythm, like he isn't sure he should be doing it, but it feels too good to stop. Like he can't help himself. Like he's... Huh. "Do you want to put it back in me?" he says out loud, and Derek freezes. Styles says, your dick. Like this?" Derek raises up on his arms. He stares at Styles for a while. Styles is still holding on to his dick. "For fucking," Styles adds, because Derek is particularly slow to catch on to ideas this evening. Maybe more blood is being diverted to his dick than usual. You know that thing we do sometimes? Slot A and a tab B? Bumping uglies? Laying down pipework? Burying the bone? Taking old one eye to the... Do you know you're saying all of this out loud? Optometrist, Styles finishes, and grins up at Derek's baffled, frowning face. Well, do you? Derek seems like he's thinking about it, despite the fact that it was a very simple question. Eventually, he says, "I'm not gonna hurt you." "Damn right you're not," says Styles, making a face. "Who wants that? Come on, it's not that much bigger than your regular dick, and your regular dick isn't totally huge or anything." "Gee," says Derek. "Shucks." "You know what I mean," Styles says, giving Derek's dick a quick stroke to remind it how much he likes it. Derek's eyelids flutter, and he pushes into Styles' grip. "What if it does something else weird when I'm already in you?" he says, voice strained. Another thing Styles had not really considered. "Like what?" "I don't know." Derek's forehead furrows, more than usual. "What if something comes out?" "Of your dick?" At Derek's nod, Styles grins. "Isn't that kind of the idea?" "Styles," Derek says, starting to pull away. "Hey," Styles says then, reaching up to lay his hand over the back of Derek's neck. He squeezes firmly. "I feel like maybe I'm wandering into a weird territory here, populated by guys who say things like, 'You can't get pregnant the first time if you're standing up and it's after 10 at night and we play this Limp Bizkit song backwards first.' And I'm not one of those guys, Derek. I don't want to be one of those guys. Those guys are jerks. They listen to Limp Bizkit for a start. Wait, do you know who Limp Bizkit are? Were?" "Styles," Derek growls. "Right," Styles shakes his head, getting back to the matter at hand, so to speak. "Don't worry about it. We'll just keep doing what we're doing, and then maybe we can look it up after, or ask someone, or..." "I do want to," Derek says, interrupting. Styles tries to look him in the eye, but Derek is making his dart shiftily around the place, not to be caught. "I want to. I mean, it's like..." Derek lets most of his weight push Styles into the bed again, rocking against him and making a sort of sighing noise. "It's pretty delicious. Styles won't lie." Derek says, "I think it would be," and then trails off again, pushing his face into Styles' throat and his dick into Styles' hand. Yeah, Styles can work with this. Derek's usually more than happy to let his jizz speak for itself, as it were. And he only tries and fails to use his words when whatever it is they're doing is blowing his head off. Like the first time Styles went down on him. Or, well, the second time. Styles likes to think of the first time as a rehearsal. A massively unsuccessful rehearsal. On both their parts. "I want you to," Styles says now, "because it's the truth, and because consent is awesome. And because even once said consent has been willingly and enthusiastically granted, Derek sometimes needs an invitation in triplicate before he'll take it. Having your dick in me is awesome in general, so I can't imagine that having more of it is going to suddenly suck." Derek pulls back just enough to give him a hard stare. "If it starts to hurt, I'll tell you," Styles promises. "I will use my safe action, which is to punch you in the head and scream, 'Get off me!'" Derek nods slowly. "That sounds clear enough. Okay. Okay. Whoa!" The room spins, and Styles winds up on his knees, facing the headboard. "Wait, you don't want me on top?" Derek rummages in the sheets for the lube. "You weren't on top before. I just thought, you know." Styles waves a hand. "Gravity." "Hmm," Derek says, slicking his fingers up. "No. No, I'd rather take you from behind." "Oh, well," Styles tells the wall, which doesn't say unbelievably ridiculous things like that. "If you'd rather." "Uh-huh," Derek says, and sticks his fingers into Styles' ass just like that. "We've already done fingering," Styles protests. Derek hums right in Styles' ear, making him shiver. And now we're doing it again." "But we were already fucking." "Shut up," Derek says. "You're distracting me." Styles sighs and rests his forehead against the wall. There's a chip in the paint, and Styles stares kind of crazily at it with one eye while Derek does his thing, opening Styles up even more and, Styles suspects, observing the proceedings more closely than is strictly necessary. As usual, he's all business, not doing anything to make Styles get into it particularly, which is sort of annoying because Styles knows Derek can find his way around Styles' ass by now. But on the other hand, maybe he wants Styles alert and present, not stumbling around lost in a lust fog or wallowing under a post-orgasm blanket of bliss. "This is taking forever," he points out when Derek shows no signs of moving on. "This is taking longer than the first time you did me, and that was like, I aged during that foreplay. An entire lunar cycle took place. The seasons changed, leaves fell, and..." Derek puts his free hand over Styles' mouth and carries on fingering him. "I told you, I'm not going to hurt you," he says, quiet and firm, and adds another 15 tons of lube. As an afterthought, he adds, "But you can touch yourself." Styles tries to non-verbally communicate his indignation that Derek thinks Styles needs permission to touch his own junk, but he gets his hand on his cock at the same time, so it maybe comes out more like a pleasure moan than a protest. Whatever. He rolls his head against the window, then lets it drop back onto Derek's shoulder, and Derek kind of hmms and rubs Styles' cheek with his own. "Don't move." He takes both hands off and out of Styles and picks up a new condom instead. Styles cranes his neck to watch as Derek gets it out of the wrapper, then looks down at his dick, then back at the condom, then at his dick again. "It's not like the one you had on before suddenly burst into shreds," Styles points out. "It wasn't broken when you took it off. Right?" "Right," Derek says. "And they test those things with, like, 5 gallons of water inside," Styles tells him. "So I think you're okay, tripod." Derek makes an irritated clicking noise with his tongue and rolls the condom on. He's slow and careful, poking sort of dubiously at the latex stretching around the base of his dick. "I am sure that guys with much bigger dicks than you successfully have safe sex all the time," Styles says. It's your sweet talk that I like the best, I think, Derek says thoughtfully. Styles rolls his eyes. Would you just get on with it? Fine, Derek says, and grabs Styles by the hip. It doesn't feel any different from usual at first. It's just Derek's dick. The blunt, sweet stretch of it pushing into him. The hurt noise Styles can't keep from making every time. The surprised sound Derek answers him with. It's hot, and it feels good, and Styles rocks his hips, easing himself down and arching his back so it hits him right. Huck. Huh, Derek says, fucking Styles steady and slow, like a person would almost think he wasn't enjoying it if they couldn't hear the catch in his breath on every thrust. Styles can hear the catch in his breath. Well? Well, what? Are you going to put the rest of it in me, or what? I changed my mind, Derek says. It's the dirty talk I like best. I'm just saying, there's no point in a new... fuck. New toy if you're not even going to... play with it. Derek pulls Styles back against him, and now they're going at it for real. Derek's hand sliding up to brace around the base of Styles' throat. Styles says, oh, I can feel it. Oh, shit. He can. He can feel it pushing at him every time Derek thrusts, the heat and promise of more. He finds himself rocking back into it, flushes all over at the pleased sort of purring noise Derek makes, and then moans when Derek's other hand slides down and wraps around his cock. No, he slurs, caught and helpless between Derek's warm grip and the shallow, perfect strokes of his cock inside. You're going to make me come before you get it in. You'll be more relaxed, Derek says in his ear, low and determined. Just let me, Styles. Please. Styles moans something in reply, and Derek definitely takes it as a yes, stroking Styles hard and fast, the fingers on his other hand tightening up around Styles' throat. One day, Styles will learn how to delay gratification, but today, like all the others so far, is apparently not that day. It's too good. It's too hot. And Styles feels the sweet, heavy beat of his climax, like syrup in a can, right down deep in his core, in his balls, in his cock, like a one, two, three, oh, and then boom, bliss explosion, racing up his spine and crashing over his head and swallowing him whole, all the way out to his fingertips and all the way down to his toes. He shakes with it, jerking against the hand Derek's got around his throat and the one still squeezing his cock nice and tight. And he can feel the way it's making Derek crazy. He can feel it, feel the tension and the tremors running through Derek's body as he fights his instincts, fights what his body's telling him to do. Come on, Styles urges, reaching back to grab Derek's hip, trying to pull him in closer. Do it, Derek. Give it to me. Fuck. Fuck, Derek spits, shoving into him harder, letting Styles feel where he's swollen and huge, pushing at Styles' body on every thrust. I want you to, Styles insists, clinging to the headboard. It's okay, Derek. I know you want to. It's okay. You can. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Holy shit. Derek cries out as he gives in and shoves the rest of his cock into Styles' body. Styles can't breathe for a second as the knot slides in, and then it's just inside him, huge and hard and pressing up on his insides in ways that he can definitely work with. Styles, Derek says, and Styles tells him, yes, fuck yes. And Derek yanks him backwards, shoves his shoulders down the bed and covers him completely, rocking in him with his fingers clamped around Styles' wrists and his breath hot and frantic on Styles' neck. The noises he's making rise in frequency and intensity, and he's grinding himself inside Styles like he thinks he can get deeper, and Styles sort of feels like his eyeballs are going to come flying out of his head, but it's mostly in a good way, and then he feels more than hears Derek give a long, low growl, and the agonizing shock of Derek's teeth sinking into his shoulder as he comes. It makes Stiles yell, and he can feel Derek getting bigger inside him, like that's even possible, swelling up further, shooting inside Stiles for what feels like a seriously long time. He's holding Stiles like a vice, teeth, hands, cock, everything holding Stiles to him, any inch of space between them begrudged and blotted out. The pulsing of Derek's cock inside him amplifies the aftershock still sweeping through Stiles, and he can't stop shivering with it, making noises, pressing back into Derek's grip like it could actually get inside his skin. It's pretty intense. Even after Derek gets a hold of himself enough to loosen his fingers and his teeth, Stiles still kind of feels like he just got thrown into the sun. "I didn't break the skin," Derek says urgently. "I know," Stiles says. "I mean, I know you wouldn't." "Yeah," Derek says, and just holds him there a while longer, catching his breath. Somehow they end up on their sides, and Derek bends their knees up together until he has Stiles all folded up in his embrace. It's kind of like cuddling with a blast furnace, but Stiles is enjoying it. He tells Derek so. Rumbles Derek, which Stiles is going to take as an enthusiastic me too. Derek's still in him, which is sort of weird and seems like maybe it should hurt, but it doesn't. Because of dopamine or some freaky werewolf transmitted butt anesthesia or something. He's not numb, though. He just feels full and warm and safe and cosseted or something. Like Derek has wrapped him up in cotton wool and put him in a box for safekeeping. A box made of himself. His thought process is getting away from him, maybe. He tunes back into Derek instead, who seems to have stopped coming, finally, but isn't showing any signs of moving away. He keeps rubbing his stubble rough cheek over the sensitive skin on the back of Stiles' neck, and his hands are smoothing and squeezing Stiles' hips and belly and chest. And then he fits his mouth over the bite mark Stiles can feel throbbing in his shoulder. Stiles flinches a little, because that actually does hurt, but Derek doesn't bite down, just makes a half-sympathetic, half-irritated noise in his throat, and just settles there with his open mouth against Stiles' tender skin. Not even licking, really, just sort of mouthing it. His heart is thumping in his chest. Stiles can feel it against his back, the heavy beat steadying out, slowing down. His arm lies heavily across Stiles' belly, and Stiles kind of hugs it a little while he thinks. Derek's fingers flex in response, and he makes another rumbly noise. "Oh my God," Stiles says out loud. "You're a cuddler." Silence. "You like to cuddle," Stiles says. More silence. "To snuggle," Stiles says. "To embrace me, to hold me close. To clasp me in your worshipful arms, to enfold me in your..." "Not this again," Derek sighs. "Love nest," Stiles finishes. "Don't try to deny it, man. You are cuddling the shit out of me right now." "Don't have much of a choice," Derek says, rocking inside Stiles just a little, which is still enough to wring a breathless noise out of both of them. "Hey, man," Stiles says when he's recovered. "Don't sweat it. I was all about cuddling after my first time. Not that you indulged me at all, which, rude, by the way. I don't know what they teach you in werewolf school, but I'll bet it isn't to leap out of a guy's window and run off into the woods in the dead of night after he was nice enough to give you an orgasm." "I thought I heard something," Derek says, which was a lie then, and it's a lie now. Stiles doesn't need werewolf senses to know that. Whatever. Unlike Derek, Stiles is a gentleman, and he can let it go. "You should just be grateful that I'm a lot more willing to indulge your post-cherry-popping whims." "You didn't pop my anything," Derek says indignantly. "Pfft," says Stiles. "Have you ever done this before?" "You know I haven't," Derek huffs. "Well, then, Consider that particular cherry well and truly popped, my friend, Styles says firmly, and makes the noise with his finger in his cheek to settle the deal. Now put your mouth back on my shoulder. I liked that. Derek kind of growls, but he does as he's told. Styles drifts around inside his head for a while, flirting with the edges of sleep. Then his phone beeps, which makes Derek jerk and hiss. So Styles slaps at it until it shuts up. Then, because it's in his hand already, he finds himself opening Wikipedia and thumbing in a few search terms and... huh. What? Derek wants to know. When the penis is locked into the vagina, Styles reads, or ass, I guess. Anyway, when that happens, the male will usually lift a leg and swing it over the female's back while turning around. The two stand with their hind ends touching and the penis locked inside. I think it's gone down enough for me to pull out now, Derek interrupts. Yes, Styles agrees, flinging his phone somewhere it will no longer be able to horrify him. Absolutely. Let's do that. He has a brief and terrible fantasy about what will happen if it doesn't come out and they're tied together forever and Styles has to call Scott and ask him for help. Oh, who is he kidding? Scott doesn't answer his phone when Styles needs help. And or resort to the yoga that Styles once considered and quickly abandoned as a way of managing his various attention disorders. But all that happens in the end is Derek lays a warm hand on the small of Styles' back and tells him to breathe out and bear down as he pulls out. Which Styles does, and it feels weird and not pleasant, and also kind of like he's exposed, like even more than usual. Derek seems happy enough, though, getting right back into embarrassing inspector mode. When he's done, Styles tries to turn over, but Derek's not having it, pinning Styles back under his arm and burrowing in again, pretzeling them up together on the bed. Are you staying the night? Styles says, surprised. Derek clears his throat. I can leave? That's not what I asked. There is a pause. Derek says, I'm staying. Okay. Styles wriggles in Derek's grip, shoving the pillow into shape. Hey, you can control your other beastie stuff, right? Like your claws and teeth and things. I can, Derek says warily. Styles hums, thinking. How come you can't control this? I don't know. We can research it, Styles says happily. I wonder what else freaky shit there is we don't know about yet. Do you think anything else is going to happen to your dick? Maybe it's evolving into something else, like a Pokemon. We can only hope, Derek says. I don't think I want a Pokemon in my ass, though. Styles blinks twice, heavily. Turns out, experimental sex is super tiring. But hey, at least you didn't ask me to cut it off this time. Progress. He pats Derek's hand. Derek says, go to sleep, Styles. But hit the sack, Derek says. Get some shut-eye. Catch some Z's. Call it a night. Spend some time in the land of... This is not happening, Styles says. Nod, Derek says. And he doesn't join in when Styles laughs, but maybe he's smiling. Styles yawns and wriggles around some more. He is pretty beat. Do you promise not to have any more sexy revelations while I'm out? I'll save them all for the morning, Derek promises him. You better, Styles mumbles. And then he is asleep. Oh my God. What have I done? The end. Oh, God. Style stares at him. Maybe you shouldn't be if you're too shy to st- Styles tries to... Styles tries to non-verbally communicate his indignation that Derek thinks Styles needs permission to touch his own junk. It's true. Most of the way down, Derek's dick looks exactly the same as it usually does. Long, but not scary long. Thick, but not like Pringles... Pringles tube. Oh boy. Thick, but not like Pringles tube style. Come on, it's not that much bigger than your regular dick, and your regular dick isn't Come on, it's not that much bigger than your regular dick. And your... Gee, says Derek. What if something comes out? Of your dick? Of your dick? So I think you're okay, tripod. Tripod. So I think you're okay, tripod. And rolls the condom on. He's slow and careful, poking sort of dubiously at the latex stretching. Dubiously. Because of dopamine or some freaky, freaky werewolf transmitted butt anesthesia. Because of dopamine or some freaky werewolf transmitted butt at. You know I haven't, Derek huffs. Well, then, consider that particular cherry well and truly popped, my friend, Styles says firmly. Styles says firmly, and makes the noise with his finger in his cheek to settle the deal. I don't think I want to poke him onto my ass, though.